figure that out, but we're going
to
figure out.
Welcome back to the Empty Thoughts Podcast, guys. Of course, this is your host, Andrew, and I'm joined by my wonderful husband, Nick.
Co-host.
You are the co-host now, but we're not doing a full rebrand until the next season. We finally have some some music and entertainment-related things to talk about. We're going to talk about the Golden Globes. We're going to talk about the new J-Lo single and album that's coming. We have thoughts on that because we just listened to the first track. New Ariana Grande music coming, Lil Nas X, and a potential collab with Kesha. We're going to get into all of that. So guys, buckle in. You ready, Nick?
Ready.
All right, let's get into it. All right, y'all, we can all rejoice because Jennifer Lopez has officially released new music. I know we were all waiting so impatiently for it. The first track from the record that we are getting in February was called Can't Get Enough. We listened to it 2 times for good measure. Nick, what were your thoughts on that?
I don't dislike it. I do sometimes feel like I don't dislike J-Lo at all. Never will. I love her music. I'm interested to see what the rest of the songs are like on her album. Her music seems to
So this song be grabbed sick. Your attention if you're looking
it
to...
It did. Yeah. Her music always... And it's not a bad thing because I feel like it is this way because it's what works for her and what she's known for. But her music all... seems to always have like the same kind of vibe to it.
It all sounds the same.
But I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm saying that because that's
the
J-Lo we know, and it obviously has always worked for her. So why change something that's not broken? Well,
so there's a big trend right now.
Some people might think that is like me critiquing or hinting that I don't like it, but that's not even the case. Like I do like her music. I think it all has. Often has this similar vibe to it every time because that's...
Well, see, what I'm trying to say here is there's a trend right now where everyone's cashing in on nostalgia. Mm-hmm. So this record is a continuation of a record she put out in the early 2000s, so she says. Mm-hmm. The record that she made when she was with Ben Affleck the first time around. Yeah. So like Jenny from the Block and stuff. So it sounds like that
and
for...
They're back together.
They're so married.
Kind of like, yeah.
Yeah, so she's cashed in on the nostalgia, and I think it's really smart because it's really hard out here right now. I think there's like too many people like trying to break through right now. That if she came with something like other than nostalgia, it just wouldn't stick. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't land.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's just like my own. I don't know. Like for me personally, I was being very sarcastic when I said like, oh, I know we're all waiting for a new J-Lo record, right? But the truth is, I wasn't. I hadn't thought about J-Lo's.
I didn't really know.
Right. Well, I know she teased it like over a year ago, and it's funny because on Twitter a couple days ago I was like, oh, she must have shelved it, and then she starts this rollout. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I don't know. I personally, I want my girlfriend to call it. Who the fuck just tweeted that to me? Anyways, someone just tweeted something very strange.
There's strange people.
They like added me.
Or X.
An X. I don't know if I'll ever get used to that. No, I'm stuck in my millennial ways. It's Twitter forever.
Yeah.
But yeah, the new J-Lo record is good. It sounds a lot like you mentioned her earlier stuff. Mm-hmm. Or just basic. She always has like that weird, like not weird. She always has that like tone to her music. When I was listening to that song, I was thinking, oh, she's back in her like, I love ya poppy bag. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. she's like kind of like with the Latin flair, like the beat and the use of like, I'm assuming there were trumpets and stuff in the instrumental there. I'm looking forward to the new record that comes out February 16th, but like I said, I hadn't been waiting for it. But now that I know it's coming and I've heard the first track, I'm looking forward to it. So that just brings me back to my initial point that if she came with anything else besides nostalgia, it wouldn't have landed.
Mm.
Even before we listened to it, I was like, oh, like a new J-Lo song? I'm like, okay, that's interesting. But now I'm like, we're adding this bitch to the vinyl collection. We're supporting. So overall, it's a strong track. I'm looking forward to the rest of her album, of course. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to kind of like looking into the credits on this song and the rest of the record, because there's been a lot of discourse over the past few years just regarding J-Lo using Ashanti's vocals and other vocals and pretending they're her own on her tracks, right? So, and Meghan Trainor, I believe. Yeah, so I'm hoping that she, because J-Lo can, we're not listening to J-Lo for powerhouse vocals. We're right. listening to J-Lo for the vibes and for, yeah, for the vibes.
And the vibe's always there.
Exactly. So I think that if she can just accept the fact that she's not a vocalist and that's okay, then she'll be just fine. She can make an album on her own. She doesn't need all these intense, or these like high notes and all that stuff that she's been doing over the years, stealing other people's vocals or using other people's vocals. We don't need that, girly, and if you're ever listening to this, you don't need it.
Right.
We love J-Lo for J-Lo. Like, we like her music. I like her as an actress, too. Like, I love her as an actress. I love her. No one does a rom-com like her.
No.
I think once you've seen, like, The Wedding Planner, like, nothing else compares in terms of, like, a rom-com.
Yeah.
And that was a, like, it's just nothing will ever compare.
Yeah.
So, J-Lo's getting her flowers. A couple of days ago, on the Golden Globes carpet, she ran into another actress, the lady that plays Captain Marvel, Brie Larson.
Right.
She ran into Brie Larson, and Brie Larson, like, teared up and was like, your role in Selena, like, made me want to be an actress. Mm-hmm. And it was so nice to see, like, J-Lo start to tear up and stuff. Like, she does not get her flowers. Mm-hmm. She does not get the recognition. Like, every time she's ever mentioned, it's like, oh, she steals vocals. She was just manufactured to go against Mariah. No one looks at, like, the accomplishments that she's had aside from that, right?
And
like,
you can't compare J-Lo.
You truly can't. You can't. And that's what I mean. And that's where I think the vocal thing comes in. She was initially marketed to go against Mariah. And that's just fact. So I think that's why she is.
That's why I hate sometimes when, like, just society in general, like, compares artists, like that.
We don't need to compare.
It's like, you can't even compare them because they're not even the same kind of vibe.
This is... Mariah is a vocalist.
Right.
J-Lo is a performer. J-Lo dances, she acts, she does it all. It's an experience. And of course, Mariah's an experience too.
Although she's a dancer, she can also stand up there and not dance
and command the room.
And be a vocalist.
Yep, exactly. Not a vocalist, but a singer.
Oh, yeah.
She's not a vocalist, and I think that's okay. You know what I mean? Like, she's... And we need to stop demanding that every... Like, you can be musically talented and not have the voice of Adele and Whitney Houston, etc. Oh, yeah. Like, and I think that... At this day and age, why are we even talking about this still? Like, Britney Spears kind of broke the mold back in, like, 1999. Like, you don't need to be a powerful vocalist. You just need to have the vibes. You need to...
And I'm pretty sure, like, it was... And I love Britney Spears, but pretty sure most of her songs, like, were...
Written for her, etc.
Well, that and her... They use a lot of auto.
Of course, like, and she can sing.
I don't mean it in a mean way. I don't think she's... the most amazing singer in the world, but she's a performer.
She can sing, but she's not a vocalist.
Right.
That we know of.
Proof there.
That we know of. We've never heard.
And I mean, they don't always use auto-tune because someone can't sing.
Sometimes it's for vocal effect.
It goes with...
Yeah, like the actual song.
The song.
Yes.
Like an electronic song.
Yes, like, why is, like, using auto-tune a bad thing? It's not.
I mean,
it's not.
Sometimes I get it, but, like...
I think you listen to, like, a cheaply made song, like, by, like, Gabby DeMartino or someone, and, like, it's just nothing but computerized, like, vocals, that's, like, when it's, like, like, this auto-tune sounds like shit. But when it's, like, Charlie XCX or someone, like, and they're using it to, like, as a literal effect, like, as to, like, to add to the song, like, it's just a completely different experience. Mm-hmm. Like, the most recent track I can think of that used auto-tune, like, super fucking well was Greedy by Tate McRae. Like, that is, like... the way to use auto-tune. It's so good. It sounds like almost like part of the instrumental. It's so, like, integral to the fucking song working. Oh, that's the pizza, so I'm gonna pop that out of the oven and we'll be back with some more chat about Golden Globes, Ariana, and some other stuff. Okay, we're also making a little lunch, so I just had to take the pizza out of the oven. It's homemade, bitches. We didn't go frozen this time. We're moving on up in the world, 2024. So I think that I want to kind of just jump right into the Golden Globes, because that's where we kind of left off with what we were just talking about there. J-Lo was there. What was she nominated for? I'm trying to figure out, like, was she even nominated for anything this year? Like,
I'm not sure. I'll look it up.
yeah, like, I don't remember her being in really anything this year at all. Maybe that Netflix movie Mother or Mama or some shit. I didn't watch it. Yeah, but we'll look into it maybe. Oh, you're searching it?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Like Golden Globes 2024. Bear with us, guys. Yeah, I don't think she was nominated for anything. But yeah, she was on the red carpet with...
On Sunday, she walked
the Brie Larson.
Red carpet with Ben Affleck, whose movie Air received her.
Oh, okay, so that makes sense. I forgot he existed.
The show with people helping.
Okay. Sheila always steals the show. She serves body and face card no matter where the fuck she goes. Like, she's the blueprint when it comes to body.
Right.
Yeah, for these hoes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's exciting. I think that was a big...
She was there supporting.
He directed that, didn't he?
I have no idea.
Hmm. I know that he's, like, kind of behind the scenes now, too, not just in front of the camera.
Yeah.
I know that he does both. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure he starred in Air, and I'm almost positive that movie's about the Air Jordans. Like, a shoe.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I think so.
Yeah.
We should look into it. We should actually watch that. We're going to add it to our list.
Mm-hmm.
We actually... saw a movie over the weekend that we'll talk about too here in a few moments.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to hear about that, it's called Night Swim. But kind of just continuing the theme of like the Golden Globes, Lily Gladstone, she won Best Actress in a Drama for her role in Killers of the Flower Moon. She was the first Indigenous actress or actor ever to win a Golden Globe, so that's massive. Mm-hmm. Her speech was powerful and beautiful, and I think that in the grand scheme of like equality, racial equality, all of it, the discussion, I don't feel like Indigenous people are talked about enough. It's like the injustice that happens to them and stuff, I just don't think it's talked about enough. So I think I don't think it's widely known because it's definitely not taught in public schools and whatnot, and I can assure you it's definitely not taught over in the States. So to have her on that big platform there and to kind of be like her speech was super powerful, and I think that is it's gonna open some eyes and maybe more people will educate themselves on generational trauma and residential schools and just all of that. And even before.
How about
Taylor Swift?
First
of all, Taylor Swift was nominated. She was nominated this year. That's important to know. Yeah. She was nominated for box office achievement, I believe.
Right.
And for her concert film, The Eras Tour, which was massive last year.
Mm-hmm.
She did not win. I don't know who she lost to.
Barbie.
Okay, well, Barbie, obviously, come on. Barbie was like, people are saying that Barbie saved cinemas. Like, truly. Meryl Streep came out and said that Barbie saved her job.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty fucking powerful. If Meryl Streep, like, the Meryl Streep, thought it might be over for her, something's up.
Yeah.
We didn't even realize, like, the actual shambles that industry was in.
This comedian that was...
Ew, Joe Coy.
I actually...
I liked him before
I
this.
Really,
I still like him.
I've never heard of him.
We were going to go see that movie Easter Sunday.
Okay.
He was in that, and we ended up watching it, and it was really great.
So, here's what I have to say about that. Wasn't until after that I realized, I guess, he was only given that role, like, 10
days before.
Before.
He was set up for
and
failure.
And I guess it does take time.
Oh, my God.
But, at the same time, and I understand, like, a lot of these... the famous comedians, especially, part of their platform is they make fun of celebrities and stuff. But I feel like...
Do we feel like what he said about Taylor Swift was even remotely even bad at all? Because I don't think so. I don't think so.
I don't necessarily think it was bad because I see that side of it because he's a comedian. That's...
it was a lazy
but
joke.
But I also think that he could have, it just wasn't, there could be a time and a place, and that just isn't it.
Well, it was a lazy joke. It was a lazy joke, I will say that. His monologue fucking sucked.
Because I saw on somewhere, I don't even know, probably TikTok, but they were talking about it on The View, but I don't think it was there, but that I saw it. But, it's just, there's just a time and a place for something like that. I feel like
Well, no, I feel like the Golden Globes is the place to roast celebrities because, like, that's just, like, it's, his monologue should have been better.
Well,
but
this is what I was,
it's unfortunate
say.
That he was not given more time because he was completely set up to fucking fail.
Yeah, but this is what I was going to say is they compared it to that situation with Will Smith, the comedian,
slapping.
Whatever he said. Chris, was it Chris Rock?
Yeah.
The saying something and it about his wife or whether they were together or not, I don't know. Anyway, and him jumping up on stage and hitting him and then coming up and still running his mouth.
I don't see how the two are correlated at all.
Why? Because
they're not similar at all. No one got up on stage and hit anyone.
Well, let me finish.
Well, because, this doesn't make any sense.
They were comparing it to that on The View, I think, because he did that and he ran off stage and continued running his mouth. And then they were saying this because there's a lot of people like kind of picking on Taylor Swift too, like saying, oh, have a sense of humor. And I get it. But like, don't hate on her. I mean, at least she didn't, like, she kind of made a face, which I thought was super funny of her to, but she kept her composure. Like, at least she didn't go up on the stage and slap him across the face and start running her mouth. I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, but I don't know.
I mean, personally, I don't see how the two are correlated at all.
Well, me neither, but I guess they were comparing it.
Are you on that fucking TikTok of that guy who's always making predictions again? Is that who said that?
No, it was on, like, The View. They said, I probably worded it wrong.
If anyone's on...
It makes sense the way they were saying.
You know what I was watching this morning? The Social on the E! Network, and I was really pleased to see that all of the original hosts were still there. Except for one. I didn't see the one person there.
Once in a while, I think one changed. But, like, they all are, like, the original.
Yeah, it's just really cool to see that they, like, survived the pandemic, and, like, they're all still there. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
And it kind of made me feel nostalgic.
Went virtual, too.
Probably. I was wondering.
Like, I'm pretty sure they still did that show, but they were all
like the
home.
Okay.
Because those networks all set them up at home.
Yeah.
When that happens. Like,
those were the days.
The news, like a lot of the news, like major networks like CNN and stuff, like those major anchors, like that make millions, those well known anchors, like they were doing the news from their home.
Is Anderson Cooper an anchor? What does he, like, where is he employed?
He's not really, he's just a journalist. He's not really an anchor because he has his own show. If you really want to get, people really wanted to actually get technical when it comes to Anderson Cooper, on paper, he's technically not a journalist. Like, he didn't go to school to be a journalist.
He's a nepo baby.
He doesn't have a bachelor whatever it is a lot of big journalists have. He was interested in journalism and reporting on things as a teenager, and he wrote a book, it's called Dispatches of the Edge. I have it, I don't know where it is.
Ooh, I didn't. Okay.
He wrote it when I was like,
probably at your
teenager.
Parents in storage somewhere.
I read it, in fact I think it is. And it's not all the fact that he was born into money. That was just an interest of his, and somehow he was able to just independently with the first video camera he ever owned, go over to like Vietnam, into those war zones, and that's how he got started, just on his own. Go over there with the camera, he was able to get a hold of it. If I'm not mistaken, because it's been a long, long time since I read the book, that he operated on a fake press pass, and his work just took off.
Well, I mean, what can they do if he was, you know,
as
what I mean?
He got older, networks started really noticing him, and that's how he came to be. Like, he didn't even, you know, graduate, and after he graduated, he didn't even say, like, this is what I want to do and go to school for it, and became a big journalist. Like, he just, it was an interest, and that's where it got him.
I think his mom's Gloria Vanderbilt, though, right?
He is. So, yeah. She is, yeah.
What the fuck does she even do?
Like fashion design.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I'll get that book from my parents' house next time I'm over.
You sure. I would love to
really
read it.
Like it. Like, yeah. He's been through a lot in his life. Like
he's gay, right?
Yeah.
LGBTQ representation.
His brother committed suicide.
Oh.
He witnessed it.
Oh,
he
dear.
He jumped out off the balcony of, I believe, his mother's apartment or whatever.
Oh, my goodness. That's
Anderson
horrific.
And watched it happen. Like,
dear God.
He's been through a lot in his life. Like, I'll have to get the book.
He talks about that in his book?
Oh yeah, and there's another. He has another book too, which I haven't read, which I want. But I will get it. You have to read it. Like
I would
love
to.
It's one of those books where like you won't want to put it down until you're done.
Yeah.
Like it's his life is fascinating.
Yep.
Like
you know what? We live in an era where we got to see like the explosion of like physical media, books, CDs, DVDs, all of it. We got to see the rise of it. The fall and phase out of it and the rebirth of it because now we're in another era of physical media coming back and I'm just so happy to be here because I missed it.
Yeah.
I missed holding a CD. I missed holding a DVD. I missed holding a movie ticket or a concert ticket, like all of it, like and putting it away to like have the memory. Like you know what I mean? Like everything's digital and like if Facebook went away today, like I would have no photo memories anymore, right? So
I even
or physical memories of
the
anything.
Topic,
they're not physical.
Like the past. And things from the past kind of coming back, whatever. Like, I know, I see what you're saying. Like, there's a lot of things about the past that I even miss, and you've heard me say it on numerous occasions.
Oh my God, I'm sorry to cut you off. You can continue. This is a very Kanye West moment of me, but speaking of nostalgia and things that we missed, the Walnut Crunch is back at Tim Hortons, and I have secured a couple. Sorry, Ben.
I think we can all say there's things from the past. For lack of better words, we miss because the world is a different place now. It's
nostalgia, we're baby.
Exposed to almost too much sometimes.
I think that's the point to overwhelm us with
what
products.
I miss, and Andrew's heard me say this quite often, and I feel like there's people out there that would argue with me about it.
I'm arguing.
But I even miss things like...
Did he just call me out?
What happened to, like, Sundays being...
A day of rest. It still is in my house.
Your family.
Still is
now,
in my house.
Everything's got to be open. And people are like, well,
okay.
It's the only gateway left. It's the only day I can do my grocery shopping.
Well,
you know what?
One more time.
No, it's not the only day. Because what did you do most of our lives... Especially a lot of us, not this like newer generation, but most of us, when we did, Sunday wasn't an option.
Okay, well.
So for people to say it's the only day to, no, it's not. There's time you can find it. It's not an excuse.
No, it is, Nick, we don't,
just
this
no.
backwards old way of thinking that you have to constantly be stressed and working yourself to the bone to be productive and an adult is so fucking outdated.
No.
There was no time for people. They were struggling and rushing and trying to find time in a day where there was no more time to do simple things.
I know. It's just those establishments, they deserve time. We don't, society, obviously certain things like services, like that kind of stuff. But like, I'm sorry, society does not need to run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Well, I don't know.
It just doesn't.
We had a 24-hour Sobeys for a bit and
for
I really enjoyed that.
Most of our lives. We didn't have that option. We were fine.
Oh, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Like sometimes when Walmart opens up for 24 hours, I love going in the middle of the night. I just like,
I found in the beginning it was, but I find now that I'm a bit older.
Well, we're not awake at that time for one.
I just feel like it's just, I almost feel like society's so backwards. It's like, shouldn't we promote
like a home
family time and a day of rest rather than everything needing to be open all the time?
That's exactly what I mean. But at the same time, like, I don't know. It does provide more jobs.
It does.
Jobs for students, jobs for people that can only work on the weekends.
I know.
So there's like, there's two sides to it and I get your point.
There's two sides to it, but I just feel like, and the people have valid reasons for having everything open on Sundays, but I feel like my reasons are very valid too.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got there, but I love that conversation that we're in. Just to kind of wrap up the Golden Globes, Taylor Swift did not win. She lost to Barbie, but it's not a lose.
It's not.
It's not a loss because Barbie won.
Because what? She'll win.
Yeah.
She's God knows what 2024 is going to
bring. She signed up with, or she's in partnership with Searchlight Pictures to direct her first feature film based on a script that she wrote. So this was announced last December. So it's been a year since that. And obviously we know she's been touring and stuff, but I think that just seeing her out with like all of like Greta Gerwig. She was out with Greta Gerwig at one point. She was out with Hugh Jackman at one point, like always out like with all these actresses and actors, Ryan Reynolds, like Lively, like we were really close friends of hers.
Yeah.
I think she's gearing up to make this motherfucking movie after she's done with this tour. I don't know if we'll ever see Taylor do a tour like this again. I really don't think we will.
No, and I mean, and I don't think it's, and you know, when it comes to celebrities, of course, there's always a lot of gossip and a lot of it that just flat out isn't true.
Okay, sorry.
But I feel like you're right.
Yeah.
Because
I like that. Say it again.
She's gonna want. She likes to be busy. We're obviously very. It's very obvious, and she handled it very well. But you know, this tour, yeah, you're right, you may never see any tour to that magnitude again. But, and you're right, and with that being said, she has Travis in her life. It's, there's a lot of talks that they've, and I believe this part of it, that you know, because it is, has been said that this new place that Travis bought there in Kansas City for them that has more privacy and stuff. That's essentially now her primary residence. She's moved in there full time. And there is talks of marriage and kids and honestly, and apparently it's quite often.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's probably what she's preparing for. She's
at this stage in the game, if she wants to have children and stuff, she needs to be having those conversations with someone she's going to spend time with.
Mm-hmm.
If that's something that she wants,
And I think that's why you might, especially after this tour, like, that you're going to see her branch off and do some
to film, be behind the scenes,
or whatever. I agree. Because that stuff will keep her home.
This is her biggest tour.
Because I don't think, like, I could, of course, she's a celebrity, and I, you know, like, we all kind of sometimes make fun of celebrities and say, like, oh, they don't even raise their children, they all got nannies. Like, and I mean, some of them might be like,
well, yeah,
they
money.
Don't even try. I don't even think some of the Kardashians are as involved as I feel like they should be with their children. It's
I dropped nannies. My shoe.
But, and I'm not saying that Taylor Swift won't be that person that will have a nanny too, but I also, even if she did have a nanny,
that's her fucking choice.
She's going to be,
it's her, it's nobody's
business. I don't think you would even be able to compare her to some other celebrities that do and that we feel like don't play much of a role in their children's upbringing. She will, I know for sure.
Yeah,
she will.
I really want to tie up this Golden Globe discussion.
I think that's why she's gonna branch out eventually.
So, speaking of Taylor Swift,
sorry, I need to hammer this
home before we get into another topic. So Taylor Swift was sitting there with Miles Teller's wife, Kaylee Teller, and Selena came up behind her and told her some tea of some sorts. They're best friends, you know, they're going to talk. Of course, the internet ran with it and read her lips poorly, in my opinion.
Oh, that...
trying to say that, like, she asked...
These Golden Globes.
Yeah, so she tried to ask for, apparently asked for a photo with Timothy Chalamet and his girlfriend of this, at this time, I think it's PR, but Kylie Jenner said no. I don't believe that that happened. Kylie is a stupid little bitch. I can't get canceled.
I don't know, they're shady, the Kardashians.
But, no, sorry, just to continue what I was, you're right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it past her, but also I can't imagine we live in a world where Selena would ask for a photo from someone she's been friends with publicly for so long, because she is friends with Timothy publicly, and
they were probably making fun of someone.
Oh, totally. And them Selena too. came forward and said in like an Instagram comment somewhere that she was just telling her about some friends that hooked up or whatever, and it was juicy gossip. Like, that's all it was.
They're human. Like, why do people have to think it's always this like big drama? It's not. They're human.
Yeah,
girls that are best friends. Of course, they're probably,
they're bad gals.
So what if there's a camera on them and they're at the Golden Globes and they're nominated or whatever? Like, is it so wrong for Selena to, or vice versa, to lean over and like make fun of someone or
yeah.
something funny they or whatever, like, and yeah. then people have to twist it? It's like, holy man, like,
no, totally, I completely agree,
like,
no, totally, that like, was pretty much my point.
Poor Selena and Taylor, like, it's like, can I not yeah. even speak without yeah. someone
it's because
reading my lips and saying something I said, which I didn't?
Taylor Swift is like, just too famous.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just always waiting for the shoot or drop of her.
Grace and professionalism, and they're, you know,
yeah.
just like, you can say whatever you want.
I don't think Taylor would ever even speak on it. She'll probably say something about it during one of her, like the moments where she talks to the crowd at
her concert.
Or she'll
make a song about it and be like, go ahead, make fun of me.
Make some money off the girly, for sure. That's what I would do. Yeah.
Fill your boots, look where it got me.
And that's such bullshit. She has, like, I think, like, a handful of breakup songs in, like, the grand scheme of her discography.
The people that make fun of her girl or breakup song.
Her breakup songs are, like, the most related.
It's like, oh, really?
Are you kidding? Like, good. I'm glad that she was able to take her experience and her pain.
Well, look at who's the biggest artist on the planet right now. And look, her breakup songs got her there.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Some of them. They played a part in it.
They did play a part in it. I think her biggest song today, well, until Anti-Hero came out, was Shake It Off.
Yeah.
Shake It Off was very much like, just like, fuck y'all, who talked about that? And I was like, I think that being her biggest song for so many years, like a decade, was just so exciting.
That's why I'm so pumped for...
Exciting story. So rich for that to be like her number one song.
Yeah.
For so long. Sorry.
I am so pumped because and I mean, it can be gossip again, but it kind of makes sense. But that's why I'm pumped to see like what the next Taylor's version re-record is going to be. Like,
I wonder if it's going to be Reputation.
Well, what I keep seeing is that she's going to take her name back first, and then she'll take her reputation back, which means debut will come first and then Reputation, which is so cool if that
yeah.
was it. I'm so pumped. Like, I get pumped
she
every
does not
re-record
sleep.
But I'm so excited
for debut.
His debut, she was a teenager when that mm-hmm. came out.
That's
when
I had never listened
hand.
To that record.
That's when I saw her on when she was an opening act and she shook my hand. And she was, and so now that because she's the same age as me, I can't wait to hear that the Taylor's version come out now that she's an adult, and to hear her sing those songs
yeah.
as an adult.
And like more mature.
Because she hasn't really
vocals.
Sang them much.
I have never heard any of her, like, Teardrops on My Guitar, I heard that many years ago, but besides that...
Song. And I think it's going... I could see debut...
Being huge.
Being...
It's gonna be massive.
The biggest one out of them
yeah. all. I can see it. I can totally see that, honestly.
So there's such a huge fan base of hers that are... I mean, I know you kind of entered her fan base, like, when she... around her
way later
when she switched to pop
yeah
but
I wouldn't say I was like a Swiftie until Reputation.
Part of her fan base that instantly became fans when debut came out, and
I was like, I don't like country music,
so I really feel like this could be something we've never seen.
Yeah, I think that she's proven yeah. that like no matter what we expect, it's gonna be 10 times bigger.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, I think you're
really,
right,
I'm
Reputation's
really
gonna be fucking big too
to
though.
See what this what yeah
I will say, I think that Reputation has the most hype amongst her mm-hmm. fan base. I will say that, because Reputation, like, just that era,
that and the drama with her and Kim Kardashian
yeah.
and the drama
oh it's
stuff
all
going
really...
on with her and Scooter Braun, it's
I would
whole
say that's
thing,
more,
you know, it's her
lover record. era, but now she gets to come back and maybe some of the I would love to see her cut some bitches' throats, metaphorically.
Well, yeah, and this all this stuff with Kim Kardashian and with Scooter
metaphorically,
Braun, like, you know, it messed, you know, really kind of messed with her reputation, right?
Yeah.
A little bit. Which is why she kind of stepped back there briefly or whatever a number of
yeah.
years ago. So I think that's why this is so going to be so huge when Reputation does come, because she's taking back her reputation.
Yeah. There was a lot of rumors. I stopped feeding into the rumors and into the like, I don't even see it on my TikTok anymore, like these theories and stuff, mm-hmm. like, because I just don't entertain them anymore, because I'm so sick
of
being let down.
Of them, there's like a lady that she might be in her 40s, I don't know.
at the same time, like, why do I expect her to release everything at once?
I follow her TikToks because she... You can tell she's not full of shit. But the other one, like that girl, young girl with friggin' her hood up and ball cap on and big glasses and talks weird. She's like annoying. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what? Just to kind of tie up the Golden Globes talk here before we get into like new music that's coming and stuff. First of all, congrats to Emma Stone. She won Best Actress for her role in Poor Things. So stoked to see that. She showed some love to her husband during her speech too, which is always just so nice to see a marriage and a relationship thrive in Hollywood because it's so rare.
Oh yeah.
Or just in the world in general, it's rare. And what else is I going to say about that? I think that's about it for the Golden Globes. There was something else like that I was going to say and it fucking just left me. Well, you know, I think the viewership for the Globes went up this year and stuff, and, yeah, congrats to Emma Stone.
Yeah.
But I think we're gonna take a quick little break, and then we're gonna come back and talk about some new music that's coming this Friday, and we're gonna give, a little review on the movie Night Swim that we saw recently, and, yeah, so we'll be right back, guys. All right, welcome back, guys. We just stopped so I can have like a bite of pizza because I had two coffees with espresso and my stomach was like starting to eat itself. It did not feel very good.
Right.
And I took my medication, so I had to eat without too. In case anyone was wondering why we take little breaks. Yeah, so I think that there is two releases this Friday that are worth mentioning. There's a new Ariana Grande single. It is called Yes and Question Mark.
Sounds like
it's a slap in the face to anyone that's like questioning why she's sleeping with married men on set of her movie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, she completely. So that's why she got divorced.
You know what? Ever since that,
this man just had a newborn baby.
Shot she did with those cupcakes or something.
Ugh, she's always been a fucking cunt. Is what like you're looking
she,
to say.
I used to like her, but it's just like she clearly has some growing up.
She does.
And I mean,
not
I'm
even growing
sorry,
up, she literally needs to like touch fucking grass, honestly.
And I hate to like throw shade on someone who's a member of her own LGBT community.
Who?
But her brother is no different. He's
Frankie
embarrasses
me.
I guess he's gone back. Big Brother must be having like an All Stars season or something. I guess he's going back on it. It's just like they're I mean they act clearly.
Yeah,
no,
it's fuck Frankie. We're not
no,
giving
I
him any
want to give them the time of day.
No, we're not.
They're just like
so her new song, which is the lead single from her new album, is coming out probably really fucking soon because like this rollout seems to be happening really fast. I'm thinking she wants to get it done like in the first quarter because she's gonna go back to filming and doing press for her role in Wicked Part 1 and 2. This is the first time, if you asked me a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, my opinion on Ariana Grande, I would have said I love her music. I think she's great. I was all in. I loved Thank You Next. I loved Sweetener. I was a fan of some of the songs on Positions, POV being like one of my favorite songs by her, period. And I thought that, you know what, she has grown in a person. She went through a lot. She, you know what I mean? Like, so I felt a lot of empathy towards her or for
and then
her.
That thing that happened at her concert.
Well,
it's like that's
it was in Manchester.
Or Manchester.
But like, see, like that was years. She's working on a film. She's working on two films, Wicked Part 1 and Part 2. And she, her co-star, I can't even tell you what the fuck his name is, but someone that she works closely with on set, she struck up a friendship with him and his wife and their newborn child. Okay, sometimes when we're recording, it just fucking turns off. I think it's just the universe being like, bitch, you are done for the day. And you know what? We pretty much are. But just saying, like, I really hope that I was feeding into too much negativity when it comes to the situation. I really hope that there was just... I believe in true love. I do believe that they could have fallen in love on set. But I think there was a completely different way to go about that. You don't cheat. You don't cheat. I'm a really firm believer in not cheating.
If it was a situation where, you know, at home... He was having issues with his wife, or vice versa, she was having issues with
this is what I want to really quickly say, babe.
And you've fallen in love.
So I don't think you know this point.
Another way to know about it.
Exactly, but to kind of just touch on that point that you just made about him possibly having problems at home. They just had a baby. Well, there's going to be stressors and stuff.
Yeah.
I can understand things happen, but for her to literally divorce and him divorce and now, like, I just see them in New York all the time. I don't see anything about him being with his goddamn kid.
And you have to, he needs to, and if that was the case, he needs to understand as a male too that
it's disgusting.
His wife had been carrying.
And they've been together for 10 years, Nick.
Newborn baby for 9, sometimes more months, depending.
And they've been together for 10 years.
Like, that's not easy for a woman. Their body goes through a lot of changes.
We'll never understand that, but, like, totally.
So,
I don't,
it's just, like, if he was having problems, maybe he should.
My point of view is that Ariana Grande is infinitely more famous than this man.
Yeah.
She has more power and leverage in the industry than he does, and they're working on set together, and I think that to him, it's a ticket. You know what I mean? Like, how could you say no to the biggest pop star in the world when you're trying to come up in the industry, right? Like, I mean, so I think that there was a power dynamic here that makes me feel like there was equal, if not more, responsibility for Ariana, because she does have a lot of power in this relationship that could be very confusing to somebody that's never tasted it, or you know what I mean? And I can't even get into that because I've never seen
that's
it.
That's what's wrong with
That's me. Why I don't like the situation for her, and that's why I'm so, like, I'm not excited for the song. I think that the title's disgustingly cocky.
Yeah,
I think she looks tired with that blonde-ass hair, and she needs to go back to the drawing board and figure out what the fuck she's broken inside. Mm-hmm. And I can understand that she's been through a lot.
Yeah.
We can't even imagine the stuff that she's been through behind the scenes. Just publicly, she's been through so much, lost so much, much loss, so much devastation.
That's the problem. That's what's wrong with Hollywood. And
so she needs to go back and...
The industry is that they feel like they need to sleep around with
someone. Well, I'm not even going to say that. I'm saying that she's been through a lot.
No, I know.
And that she needs to go back to the drawing board, which is finding out what's really going on with her inside. Mm. I don't know, but that's just my point of view. When she ever been single?
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that she is probably scared to be alone. Mm. I can't really say for sure, but I think that there's something going on there that makes her feel like she needs to have what she shouldn't have. You know
there
what I mean?
Could be, you're right. There could be so much more to it. Fame could be getting to her.
Well,
maybe, you know?
There's not even rumors. Her co-star, Jennette McCurdy, said while they were on set when they were teenagers, Ariana went and played charades overnight with Tom Hanks at his house when she was like 14. Charades means that bitch did some gross ass shit with those elites in Hollywood, because you know what? We aren't conspiracy theorists, we're realists over here. I mean, there's some shady ass shit going on. I was like, okay, well, that's why she's so massive. That's why she's so famous. And like, it's just constant like trauma. I will never
understand
it.
Hollywood
needs to... We got it. Everyone should be taking the fuck down.
And really get their heads out of their asses. Like, there's better ways for people to become successful in any line of work than to truly feel like, oh, I need to sleep with this big executive or this hot shot celebrity behind my wife's back or my spouse's back, because if I don't, I won't get this part or whatever. No.
Well, I know that Cat Williams just did a 2-3 hour
and dedication and talent is what gets you
some.
To where, you
know, I don't think that. No, I think that if you reach a certain level of fame, they have to have some sort of blackmail on you, and it's usually due.
Oh, they think, but they shouldn't. That's not the way.
They shouldn't. But that's just how it works.
Because
it's sad. It's disgusting.
That's not what is supposed to get you ahead in life or move you up in the world. It's your talent, dedication, and it's just so... Hollywood's so broken. And
it is.
So half, especially the, like, high members.
Speaking of
like the,
Ariana.
Like Tom Hanks.
One More Time,
like
it's on.
And
I love that song.
Like, people like Tom Hanks. Like, those people, like, they all need... They need to get their head out of their ass and realize this is not a, like, hello.
No. So we're not anticipating good things to come for this like era in Ariana. I mean, I'm sure it's gonna be fucking huge, because like her little minion teenage fans are gonna be like, oh yeah, like break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored, na 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 na, like the whole stick, whatever.
Gabby DeMartino.
Ew, Gabby DeMartino. She's embarrassing. She's embarrassing as fuck. I like her sister though.
Nikki. Oh, I love her sister.
Her sister's great.
She's just Gabby DeMartino to me.
I watched Gabby for her satire.
The fact that she makes a fool of herself in
oh my god.
Because
she thinks that she's like...
I hate because it's some people might call me harsh.
Okay, we're not going to be massive haters here. We just think that she's not.
She's just not talented.
She needs someone around her needs to be like, girly, this is not it. So she has too many yes people around her.
When you go and play exactly. a festival and there's 10 people.
I think that her personality is great. Like, I like to watch her vlogs. When she starts singing and stuff like that, it's like, babe, like, that's just not for you. Like, be a designer or something. Like,
and what she call her fans again?
Gabernator, no. DeMartininators?
No.
Oh, pretty babies.
Pretty babies. Like, what? How old are you? Like, are you five?
Well, I like that because I am a pretty baby girl.
It's just weird.
It is weird, you're right.
And I'm so, and what also annoys me about her is I think she's literally like 20 or 21.
Well, I think she's our age.
No, she's not.
Look it up right now.
I'm going to.
Okay, if you're wrong, you're taking the dog out again.
No, she am positive.
Okay. Well, then let's shake on that.
No.
Okay, well, we're mentally shaking on it. I need to start being rewarded for my constant being right, so. 28 years.
But she still is still aligns to what I'm gonna say is that girl, some of the work that she's had done, and
she just had like a lot of fillers
about it on regardless at that age. I just don't feel, and it's not like, I don't know, I just feel like, and because I know some of it she has done from a very early age, like, this is nothing new. It's just like, girl, you're too young to start possibly damaging your face by fillers at such a young age, and then when you're 50 years old, you're gonna regret it. Like, because she's...
What's she gonna regret at 50?
Us here, someone like Cher that can actually afford, like, a good... You know what I mean?
Because
if you go cheap on that stuff, it's not gonna end well when you're older. We've all seen it. I just feel like she goes overboard, and that's part of another reason she kind of annoys me. Love her sister though. I feel like her sister is just what we see in her sister's, especially YouTube videos. Like, it doesn't scream so much like. And
she definitely comes off as more authentic, and she's
like, it does her sister.
Yeah.
Authentic is the word I'm looking for. Like, it's,
and her music just makes her as an artist, like a musical artist, just makes more sense.
She's just really, you can tell she's really, because this is really being who she truly is in her videos, like, and even transparent right to like her daily struggles, like, because I think she's been vocal about like. That she has like ADHD and that she's struggles with mental illness, like, and she's just more real, like, I don't know, more relatable.
No, I agree. She is more authentic. So new Ariana era starting. Also, there's a new Lil Nas X era starting. He was teasing that this new track that he's putting out Friday, which was Kesha. That was honestly the only reason why I even moved. Like, I do like Lil Nas X, but like, I heard the snippet. Like the clip and stuff, and I just wasn't moving. You know what I mean? Like, it sounds like everything he's released before, which is, it works for some people, like J-Lo, whatever. If you've been around for decades and stuff, like, there is nostalgia to play off of. But I don't think that, I think he needs to try something new. And he's once again just like kind of like doing the controversial, like, I don't know, like Christianity, making a mockery of it type of thing. I don't give a shit what he does. And like, I think that, you know, like, we've been using like crosses and stuff as artistic expression for decades and centuries, whatever. It's like, it is what it is. Yeah. More power to him.
Yeah.
I just think it's tired. It's boring. Like, after like Sam Smith doing it for a year, like with like the satanic shtick and whatnot, it was just like, ugh, we just have to be different. Like, we don't need this religious like controversy, right? And like, if that's all you really have to kind of get people to talk about your music is like being a troll and like kind of like that kind of like fake controversy, like, it's just like, okay, like, maybe you're not as talented as you try to think you are,
right?
But I mean, we'll see how that works out. So I'm not really hyped for really anything that's coming out this week, but we'll talk about it of course, because they are two big artists, and it'd be weird if we just ignored their releases. But yeah, that's pretty much all we have to talk about. Besides, I want to quickly just talk about the movie we saw over the weekend. It was called Night Swim. I was not a fan. I thought it was tired and boring and extremely predictable, not scary. There was there was maybe one jump scare that like actually got us.
Yeah.
And that's saying something because like we're both like super jumpy people.
Right.
Tired, boring, predictable, done before. Yeah. I think that the haunted pool angle could have been done better. I mean, it's a weird...
Yeah.
It's a weird... premise to even begin with, but it could have been done better, I think.
Right.
I guess it was just nice to get out to the movies after the holiday season, but I do wish we would have seen Aquaman 2 instead, honestly, because we ended up renting the first one and rewatching that, and it was really good, and I want to see the second one, and it's kind of a bummer that we went and seen that bullshit ass movie over something that was probably much better. But it's okay, guys, because now we get to come here and tell you, do not go see Night Swim. I actually told my sister not to go see it. Oh, no, not my sister. Yes, my sister. And I also told Sam not to go see it. And she was going to go that day to see it. Instead, she went to go see Wonka. So we've saved some people. But get the word out there, people. It's tired. It's boring. Maybe watch it if it comes on Netflix for free or something. But like, holy fuck.
It's one of those ones, wait till it's free.
The only movie that was like as bad... in the horror that I've seen, like the horror verse, like recently, like in recent years, that I can think of is Rings, like the Rings spinoff movie there, like that they made a couple years back. So fucking bad. With the guy from like Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah.
It's like on that level of being bad, and like it's so bad that like you laugh. Like, holy fuck, I was like literally laughing when it was supposed to be scary.
Right.
So 1.5 stars out of 5 for me, because literally just 1.5 because like of the new idea. The idea of a haunted pool is new, in my opinion, and at least there's some originality there, so it gets a star for that. And the cast was great. They were just unfortunately bogged down by a tired, like, I don't know, story. It just was using old shticks over and over again, and that's the word of the day, shtick. Okay, guys, we're back on Apple Music. We finally bit the bullet and decided that we're going to, of course, be more frugal, but we need our fucking music. So we paid for our Apple One subscription. So if you wanted to check out the playlist, it has been updated. We're kind of in our... Well, I am. I'm in my, folklore era right now, if that makes sense. Like, think of the tone of Folklore by Taylor Swift. That's the type of music I've been listening to recently. I think it's, like, folk music is what I'm looking for. Or just, like, something a little bit more stripped back. And that's, like, you're going to find a lot of that on the playlist, but there's still some hints of, like, dance and hip-hop and all of that, too. So go check that out. There's the link in our bio on Instagram. We're also on Facebook now. You can find our Facebook page, the Empty Thoughts Podcast. We're going to use that primarily for advertisement, because I feel like it's just annoying to people for me to use my personal page for it. And, yeah, I don't know. Like, thank you guys for checking in. We have a few more episodes before... I was going to say before the Nicki Minaj concert, but that's 4 months away, so we have a lot of episodes before that, and we're going to be doing a lot of fun stuff in between then and now. I don't even know why I brought that the fuck up.
Yep.
But thank you guys for tuning in. Follow us on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, wherever you're listening. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram. Give us a 5-star review if you enjoyed, and share with your friends. Thanks so much, guys. We'll be back.
Bye.